I'm sitting with Ben Gooch, who's been here at the Soggia stakeholder event all day. Ben's... Well, actually, you describe yourself, Ben.
I'm a trans man. I'm a queer trans man. I work for Gallup, which is an LGBT hate crime charity. We work with people who've experienced homophobic and transphobic violence and abuse. I manage a project on behalf of Gallup and the LGBT Advisory Group, who are a group of independent advisors to the Metropolitan Police on LGBT issues. My goodness, this is so long. And the project is called Linking London's Forums, and it's about engaging LGBT people who live in different boroughs in community activism, really. So creating a space where community members, LGBT people who live, work, study or learn in that community can sit around a table with people from the police, the primary care trusts, statutory voluntary agencies and the council and raise issues of concern to them and take action to resolve those issues.
One of the biggest things that's changed in the last 10 years is the number of trans people who are out and campaigning and drawn to activism. What brought you into it?
Into activism?
Yeah.
Man, I think for me it's really difficult to be trans and not be political. Like, just like the experiences that you face on a day-to-day level, I can't separate off the two, you know, like the personal and the political are just like one for me. So I suppose I live my trans identity in a political way. I think it's also to do with the way I make myself visible as well, and my visibility as a trans person is very important to me. And sometimes I have to do that verbally as well, but it's important to me to do that because I want to link up to myself as a whole person, and that's the way that I choose to do that. Because I feel passionately about like the issues that we're all facing, the extent of like discrimination and inequality is like it needs to be changed. So,
oh my God, they're breaking the place. So, I mean, you've been through today's session. What do you think is the most valuable part of it?
I suppose for me, there were valuable moments in all of the session for me. I suppose the workshop sessions were probably the most valuable, although there's never enough time to do everything. But I also enjoyed finding out more about what Sajiag's being up to as well, and kind of helping to link some of those things together in my head, but also to be able to take some of the information about the projects over the past year to be able to then disseminate that out to various different community groups through my work.
And if you had to pick one most important thing that you think we could achieve in the coming year with the Department of Health, what do you think it would be?
I think we need a third-party reporting system for the NHS. I can see, like, in my work, Gallup does third-party reporting for, like, policing issues, and so people can phone up a helpline, and then they'll speak to a trained advisor, and there's, like, lots of different ways that you can report homophobic or transphobic abuse. Oh, my God, this sounds like such a plug, but it's so not. I guess what it's about is, like, when we were going through the workshop session, there was... the thing which really stood out for me was a lack of trust, and it's something that I encounter time and again, and I hear other trans people talk about, you know, between like our experiences that we have in the NHS and like our experiences encountering the NHS and you know, how we feel about ourselves. And for me, that lack of trust is like just like really stood out. And I think third party reporting in the police, like there's a lack of trust in the police as well. And so like to have someone at the end of a phone that you could call up and say, you know, this is what happened to me, is an independent form like reporting your negative experience or making a complaint, and then for them that to be for that to be then taken through to like another agency if you wanted it to, or to be to remain confidential, but to have your like voice heard, and also to be able to like be signposted to other organisations that might help. I think that would be really useful for Sajiag to concentrate on, particularly in relation to trans issues in the NHS, but also in relation to wider medical issues.
Ben, thank you very much.
Thanks.